This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got about an hour left in the show. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. We still have Alice from the previous segment. She had some more questions, and I wanted to have her stick around because you can only call so many times, right? And I want you to get all your questions answered if you have them. All right, Alice?
All right. Last fall, I went to the beach and brought home a good amount of seaweed, but when I got it home, I didn't really know what to do with it. So I just put a tarp over it and left it. But maybe you can tell me what I'm supposed to do with seaweed.
Okay. So with seaweed, you know, that basically what you can do, there's multiple ways. People will do it in lots of different ways. So there were some people who bring it home. They'll wash it off to get any of the excess salt off if they're, you know, worried.
Is that what you should do?
It's so I have no problem doing that. I'd rather wash it off myself just to get any of the extra gook off of there.
Okay. All right.
You know, it's
all right, that's a good clue.
We're not really worried about the salt though. There's not too much salt on it, right? That's not the worst part of it by any means. I wouldn't worry about it as much, but I just still like to wash it off just to get rid of any of the excess that I might not want, right?
It's pretty clean. I mean, you know, I was selective when I went along the shore.
Okay. Well, then if it's pretty clean, then you don't have to.
All right.
What people will do is a lot of people just throw it right on the top of like a garden for the winter. And then they'll have it like rototilled right into it. Obviously, you know, you're the rototiller here, so it would need to break down a little bit more. So you might use it in like a compost, right?
Oh, really? Can I add this to the compost that I'm going to buy?
Yes, you could definitely do that. What I would want you to do, right, because to make this easier for it to break down for you, is let it sit out in the sun.
Okay?
Let it sit out in the sun. And the reason why I'm saying this is you can have it dry out a little bit, but it will be easier for you to break up, right? When it's really wet, it's hard to just break up.
Right.
So if we're adding it to the compost, we want it in smaller pieces so it can break down a little bit.
Yeah.
So what you could do is leave it out in the sun, let it dry for a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will actually use like a lawnmower and go over the top of it. If you have a bagging mower, it just goes right into the bag, and then you can use that broken up into the compost that you're looking for, or, you know, kind of just chop it up with some pruners or some loppers or something along those lines.
Okay. I'll let it dry out. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it just makes it easier to break down because if you had a rototiller, right, you know, a power rototiller, it would break it up.
Yeah.
That in since you're going to be mixing it yourself, mm-hmm. it's going to be a little bit harder. It's still going to be long pieces. And so we want to kind of break it up a little bit to create, you know, that compost. So that's why I'd let it dry and then cut it up somehow. Break it up and then mix it into your compost. And I think that would be better for you.
All right. And just what does seaweed do?
Well, so they have a lot of nutrients in it. What it does is it helps stimulate the microbial activity that's in the soil. So your mycorrhizae, it's going to help bring some of those to be more active. It has a bunch of trace elements in it. It helps prevent some funguses and diseases. It helps just bring the soil consistency. So it's like there's a lot that it does. It doesn't have tons of the big nutrients that we look at, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. It really has minimal of those. It helps improve the soil. It helps increase the water retention. So you're on the Cape, so you probably have a sandy soil. So that can help keep some of that water retention to it. But again, you can use it as a top dressing or a side dressing, mix it in, whatever you're looking to do in the garden. It is going to be helpful.
All right. I have one more question.
Sure.
Last year I bought a rhubarb plant and planted it. And this fall I put some stuff around it when the fall came. I can't remember what it was, but I did something to it. But I didn't get any thick stalks. I got skinny stalks, but I didn't get anything like, what you get in the store.
Okay.
So how should I treat this in the spring?
Okay, so rhubarb loves full sun, basically in light, moist soil. So the soil needs to be very, light. It's not looking for a hard packed. Water it heavily, weekly, and then water it sparingly during the week. So one big soaking where you're letting the water sit on it and let it go into a deep soak.
Yeah.
The thing is, you just don't want it to sit in water. If it sits in water, that could be the problem. So that's good to do.
So I water it heavily, and then I have to water it during the week?
Well, so what I like to do is have that deep soaking.
Yeah.
So that it can get into those root system. And then during the week, if I'm noticing it's hot or things are drying out in the area, I might throw a little bit more water just to get it to that next soaking.
All right.
But the deeper soakings are the way that I like to do it.
And so I do that once a week?
Yes.
All right. I can do that.
Then fertilize it in the spring. And throughout those months, just to give it like an all-purpose fertilizer would be fine. And I think that would help it get stronger.
All-purpose, I'm not really big on names. So what name should I buy?
So if you have the fish fertilizer, I think you said you did, you could use that right on it without a problem.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, thank you so much for your help. I feel renewed, invigorated.
Great.
With all this new information.
Awesome, Alice. Well, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in Orleans.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Happy New Year.
Good morning. You too.
I've got a stone parking area and a path that leads up to my house. And I need to control the weeds in it, but I need something safe because I have grandbabies.
Okay.
So when can I, what's the earliest I can start applying it, and what is it?
Okay, so you want to get the ground needs to be warmed up and active. The soil needs to be able to, you need to start seeing something active, like some leaves growing, okay? So there are a couple products that you could use that are organic to continue doing it, but the temperatures need to be above 40 degrees, okay?
So like April.
So we're looking at
April, yeah.
So Bonite has a product called Burnout and Burnout 2. So Burnout 2, it's just a little bit more, it's an upgrade, but they're both organic, right? This will, this you can spray over it. It needs the sun to work, right? The reason why, it just needs the sunlight, because what it does is this spray kills the outer layer of the leaf, right? That protective coating that the leaf has on it.
Gotcha.
And then the sun will help dehydrate the plant. And then it will kill it that way. That's probably one of the best. They also do have a cleanup. It's called botanical cleanup. So you've probably heard us talk about cleanup before. Cleanup's like the glyphosate. But they do have an organic cleanup that does a little bit more. It's a little bit more to it, but it is organic. It's not synthetic by any means. These are just more acids. Okay, that are going to affect it.
Right.
Maybe a little bit.
Gotcha.
Again, it needs to be above 40 degrees. It needs to be...
How often would you apply it on an annual basis?
So it's not something that has a residual. It doesn't just sit in the soil because it is organic. So you're going to have to see it. You know, it might take 2-3 applications in certain areas. But as you're seeing green, as soon as it starts to sprout, I'd be spraying it. Yep, definitely.
Gotcha. Good. Excellent.
All right, Tom.
All right.
I'm hitting to a break. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferrant Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We had about 35 minutes left in the show, so plenty of time to try and help you out. And if we can't get to us today, you can always go onto our website at paulparent.com. There's some ways to get a hold of us. If, you know, in a couple minutes, I know one of the station goes out, you can listen to us on our website at paulparent.com. Go to the spot where it says listen live. That'll connect you to the GCN network. We'll get you, get us on there, and being taken, you'll be able to listen to us from there. In the meantime, we have some calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Julie's in Osterville.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple of questions. Sure. One being, I bought an amaryllis plant, but it was in a box. It was going to be a gift for someone at Christmas, and it's still in the box. So I'm wondering if it's okay to give it and will it survive and grow?
Okay. What I'd like to see you do is open up the box and feel the bulb. If the bulb is hard and it's still, it's not soft. It's not almost like rotted. If it's hard, then it's still good to go. And you can give it to somebody and they can start using it to grow. If it's soft, it's probably most likely no good any longer.
Okay. How long does it take for it to grow and what's the process?
Well, so once it gets into a container, gets into some sun, it can take up to, 10 to 12 weeks for it to really produce its flower and then stick with it. It needs, good direct sun and a warm area. So an area that's going to be above 70 would be good. So you can almost put it right above a heating system. Something along those lines, not in an area where it's going to get a draft. It doesn't like that drafty feeling to it. You can fertilize it once you start to see some leaves pop with like an all-purpose fertilizer, a fish fertilizer. Any of those would be fine. And just continue to water it until, it goes by. It's done flowering. Some people will even store those store the amaryllis for the winter, the rest of the winter, and then have it start again for the year, reblooming during the season, and then try to do it again. But some of these are easy. They're like $10 to $20, so it's almost like a replacement year after year. It really depends on who's doing it and what they want to do.
So this goes into soil as well?
Yes. You put it into a small pot, into soil. Sometimes those boxes that you buy them in will have a pot in there. And you can just put some soil around it. You want the tip of the bulb to be exposed, the top like inch or so. So where the stem would be of the bulb, that's sticking up above the ground or above the soil.
And can you suggest a plant, an indoor plant that could go outdoors now? Not now, but in the spring?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So there are tons of house plants that you could bring in and out each year. I'd see no problem with anything, honestly. Depending upon the light, sunny, shady, you could be doing any foliage plants that you could bring out for the summer and then bring back in. You could be, any flowering plant that's flowering right now would be fine. Honestly, the sky's the limit now. We used to just kind of think of house plants weren't as popular as they are now. And a lot of the house plants you can bring out during the summer, let them sit outside and then bring them back in. Some of my favorite, the easy ones might be like a pothos, might be like a Boston fern. There's some out there like a fiddly fig or, the Monstera is nice. They can have some really big leaves. If you're looking for,
I'm looking for something with some flowers.
Something with flowers. Yeah. So they do have some different mums right now that are flowering that you could probably put out in the spring. They force them that way to flower at this point. You can do the Calanchoe or the Kalanchoe might be able to go outside in the spring. I'm trying to think what else. There's nothing right now that's like full blooming at this point. But I think the real thing about it is anything that you find now that you like can go outside in the spring and try to continue growing and then bring back in the fall and start fresh. So there's really no specific. It's whatever you like. You can spend some time and bring it outdoors and indoors and have it really work for you. I'm going to hit a break. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
D.C. police report a Virginia man was arrested Friday when he tried to enter a restricted area near the U.S. Capitol with unauthorized credentials, a loaded handgun, and about 500 rounds of ammunition. Wesley Allen Beeler of Front Royal, Virginia, was stopped by U.S. Capitol Police about 6:30 p.m. Friday local time. He was about a half mile away from the Capitol building. NASA ignited all 4 engines of its giant space launch system for the first time on Saturday, but the hot fire test ended much earlier than expected. Mounted in a test facility at NASA's Stennis Space Center in Mississippi, the 8-minute test to simulate a launch off the planet only ran about a minute before it unexpectedly shut down. The U.S. Geological Survey announced an earthquake measuring a magnitude of 4.5 rattled Northern California just after 8 p.m. Pacific on Saturday night. The quake was felt around much of the San Francisco Bay Area. The epicenter of the quake was about 30 miles northeast of Monterey, California. USA Radio News. Reuters is reporting an unknown gunman shot and killed two female judges in Kabul, Afghanistan on Sunday as they traveled to work. No other details were available. The Biden administration says it will hit the ground running with a slew of executive orders on day one. The executive actions to be taken on Wednesday include rejoining the Paris Climate Accords, reversing a travel ban on several majority Muslim countries, extending a pause on federal student loan payments, halting evictions and foreclosures, as well as mandating masks in interstate travel and on federal property. Most of the measures are a reversal of Trump policies and do not require congressional action. U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a Nestle recall of Hot Pockets. Pepperoni Hot Pockets are the focus of the recall. The potential for contamination by non-food items is the reason. The report says pieces of plastic and glass are in some Hot Pockets. So far, only one minor injury has been reported related to the contamination, but the agency says this product should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a few open lines at the moment, so give us a call. We got about a half hour left in the show. And for those of you who have only been listening to us for a little bit today, just want to make sure you do know we are on 6 to 10 every Sunday morning. And so if you can't find us in the morning on your local station, you can go online to our website at paulparent.com. And you can find us live there. So if you're looking for us, you want to hear some more of the garden show, you can definitely get us that way. But for everybody else, our number here is 855-660-4261. And it's going to be a nice day out there today. Going to be about 45 degrees. I mean, I'll take it for December, right? I'm not going to lie. I'd like to see some snow. I'd like to have some of that snow on the ground. I'm not saying I want, 3 feet of snow. I'm just have some snow on the ground so it feels like winter. We're not pushing spring right away. As much as I'd love spring, we got to have those seasons to go through. And so, basically, I just want some snow to cover the ground. The kids want to play in the snow. I mean, obviously, we get to go out a little bit more now than we would if there was tons of snow. But at the same time, I want it to feel like winter. I want the ground to be able to, freeze, stay frozen, get ready for next year, and get rejuvenated for that next season. So definitely looking forward to having some snow if we can get it. So we have a number of sponsors with the show who do a lot of great things for us. And I want to highlight a little bit about Espoma Company. Now, Espoma's been with us for years upon years. This is a company that started in 1929. They've actually had four generations of family ownership, which is great because a lot of family-owned businesses only make it to the third generation. This one, four generations and going. They have developed some of the greatest organic gardening products out there. You'll hear me talk about them all the time in the spring or late fall of what to use. You'll ask me, what do I use on an evergreen? Hollytone. You'll hear me say Hollytone a lot. You'll hear me say Biotone Starter, which would be that beneficial microbes that will help with that transplant shock. But they are such a great company just for what they do for nature, for us. One of the cool things is they're 100% solar powered. So their manufacturing facility is 100% solar powered and consists of panels that cover nearly 43,000 square feet of warehouse rooftops and 24,000 square feet of office ground. So that covers 64,000 square feet. So basically what they're doing is they save more than 1.6 million pounds of greenhouse gas emissions annually. And they actually reduce as much CO2 as planting 2 million trees. How awesome is that? Now, I don't think anybody really knows about those things. It's on their website with some information. It's something I've known for a while here. But honestly, they have great products to use, but what they're doing to get to there, awesome. You can read up on them on their website at espoma.com to get more information. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Yeah, a couple of them. Matt is in Yarmouth.
Matt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a shrub that popped up out of nowhere out in the border of the backyard.
Okay.
And it has purple leaves on top and the green underneath. And it has, it's all leaf. I mean, it leaves out year round. And it also has little black berries. They're either purple, the match leaves, or the same, or they're darker. And they're only like quarter inch, if they're that big. And I was wondering if you could tell me anything about it, if you knew what it was.
So, is it formed like a bush type form where it's all coming from the? Okay.
Yeah.
So, it kind of sounds like a possibly like a. Like a sand cherry or a purple leaf plum or a purple, the purple leaf sand cherry is one that I would think with the blackberries, like a purpley blackberries. And sometimes the lower leaves will be green because they're not getting as much sun. So that would be my first thing I would think, especially on the Cape. You might see it a little bit more often. Sometimes they call it like a beach plum.
Okay.
So that would be the thought that I have in the back there. Do the leaves kind of come to a point at the...
Yeah, oval to a point. And then, but the underside of the leaf, I mean, is like almost a fluorescent green, but it's green.
Green.
The top of the leaves are purple.
Yep, and does it flower in the spring, did you notice?
We didn't see any flowers on it, no.
All right, take a look this spring, maybe it'll be there. But it looks like it's a sand cherry or a purple leaf plum. It would be either one of those, and I wouldn't be surprised if it is a sand cherry.
Okay.
All righty.
Yep, thank you very much.
No problem, Matt. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye. And our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Doris is in Massachusetts.
Doris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Dave.
dear. Thanks for taking my call. I spoke to you in the spring for some advice. I put some vegetables in garden grow bags, and they did really well for me. I'm going to graduate to a raised bed this year, but I have a question about tomatoes. I grew a brandy wine, and it did well, but I didn't get that many. And so I was wondering if you could suggest another variety of both tomatoes and cherry tomatoes.
Okay. So for cherry tomatoes, one of my favorites, the Sweet 100. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best, in my opinion, for cherries.
Okay.
So as far as the brandy wine, you know, one of the things this season was that the drought was a huge thing. With everything, it slowed down a lot of plants. So, you know, if you're looking for like that big size tomato, that's kind of what you're looking for, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's one out there called like beefsteak is a good one.
Okay.
You know, brandywine's obviously another one, but beefsteak's another big one. You like Jersey Boy. Or bush steak. Those are some other ones that will get pretty decent size, and that because you're looking for like the big slice ones, right? That's the type.
Right. And I did read that Better Boy is a good variety.
Yep, Better Boy is a good one. They even have, I believe they have like a Better Girl as well.
Okay.
So one of the things I would be looking to do with the tomatoes is. You know, if it gets too hot as well, like it did this past season, that can slow down the growth of tomatoes. Tomatoes don't want that really hot temperature.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that happened this season where, you know, July and August, it was just so hot that
it slowed down
some of these tomatoes. So you're right to look at, like, the cherry tomato because those will grow quicker. They don't have to get as big, so you can have some tomatoes. But the heat is part of it. And obviously they want full sun in your garden.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But making sure you're watering them, you know, not watering them so that water just sits there, but taking extra time to water the garden when you can. Deep watering to get the root system a little bit deeper. Adding nutrients to the soil by using like biotone when you plant it. Also using like a tomato tone during the season to add to the soil.
I did that. Mm-hmm.
So the heat, as much as we know that it helps, you know, produce the flowers and produce everything, it slows down the productivity of tomatoes. So that, I think, had a lot to do with why the brandywine didn't do well for you. So it might not be bad to try another brandywine and see how you can do this year.
Okay, I will. Okay, well, thank you for the suggestions, and can't wait till it's time to plant tomatoes. Get through
Definitely.
The winter. All right, thank you, Doris. Patrick.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I appreciate the calls. We do have another one on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Scott's in Cape Cod.
Scott, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to put a suggestion to that gentleman's plant with the purple leaves on top and the blackberries.
Yep.
I'm gonna put my money on it being privet.
It could be. Depending upon the privet, because grows like a weed.
Birds need the seed, but I'm looking at mine right now, and it's the same purple on top, almost fully leafed out, probably 70%, but blackberries, you know.
Yeah, no, that definitely could be, because it does have some of the privet will change that color. I wouldn't be surprised. One of the things, the first thing on top of my head was like the purple sand cherry just based, but you having something like that, I'd have to tend to agree with you.
Yeah. That's my guess. And, have a good day. Love
you too.
To you.
Thanks, Scott.
Right,
bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, one of the things that, so Doris had brought up, you know, what types of tomatoes to look at. And it's something that, you know, I talk about the different websites all the time. And again, I talk about Burpee website, but they have so much information on there. So if you're looking for some new and different types of, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be tomatoes. It could be cucumbers, right? It could be peppers. It could be any of those. They'll give you some ideas. You'll even see the type of fruit that you're getting, right? So that's one of the big things with tomatoes. You know, you're looking to see, all right, which one am I getting? And that's why, like, you click on with the tomatoes. You'll click on beefsteak tomatoes, and those are the real big ones. They'll even show them cut in half to show you that they're the slicing type. But they have so many different styles of the tomatoes. But that's why I suggest going to that website at burpee.com. You can go by the style. You can go by category. So right now they'll show right on their website beefsteak tomatoes, slicer tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, pasta tomato, paste tomatoes, short season tomatoes. You click on them, you're going to get some great information. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to buy from them. I'm not even saying to do that. I'm using it as information. So take a look at that. Get some new ideas for next season. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a minute.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees. And it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I'm going to try to get through as many as possible. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Maureen is in Duxbury.
Maureen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have a magnolia tree.
Sure.
And I'm thinking I might want to give it some fertilizer in the spring.
Yep.
But I'd like to know what kind I should use and how much. The tree is about 20 years old, and it's called Bracken Brown Beauty, and it
okay.
is a beauty. It has a 6-inch trunk, and it blooms all summer, so do I need to fertilize it?
Well, I think the fertilization will help, right? It's not something that is going to be bad for it. I would like to see you use something along the lines of like a tree tone on mm-hmm. the plant. So basically, you're looking at, you said something that's over 6 inches?
Yes.
A trunk. So what you want to do is you want to measure the trunk at about 4 feet above the ground and get a diameter. And then that'll
okay.
give you the amount that you need to use. So at that
All
point,
right.
if it's, let's just say, so at the bottom it's probably 6 inches. So I'd say probably above that, about 4 feet up, is going to be 2 to 4 inches. So basically, they're saying 4 pounds per inch. So if it's 4 inches, you need 16 pounds of this fertilizer to really make a impact on the plant.
Okay, now so, should I do it at the drip line? Is that where I should put the fertilizer, or should I drill holes and put it in? Or
yes, so for the large tree, I like to, go about, just make a hole in the ground 2 to 3 inches deep and put it on the drip line and, spread it around like every 2 to 3 feet, maybe a little bit more, whatever. And then whatever amount they tell you, put it in all the holes total and then water it all in, cover everything back up, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Maureen.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Edward is in Yarmouth.
Edward, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
This first time I've talked to you, but I talked to your father many times and saw him in person at Country Garden in Hyannis.
Awesome.
And we're able to have a nice chat. I do a lot of pruning for people. I'm an old groundskeeper.
Yep.
And it's the first time I've had a request for a major pruning on Rosa Sharon.
Okay.
Next week, as a matter of fact, and I wanted to run that by you. I realize it's usually, April or May that we do the Rosa Sharon.
But this is the thing, right? It's in its dormant period at this point. It hasn't started to produce some of those flowers. What I would start with would be some of the, branches that are cross branches, any dead branches,
right.
any of the sucker growth that's coming out the side. They usually, they'll say like late winter is when you can prune them. But if you can just kind of allow some air to flow through there when you're done pruning and make it so that the sun will also get through. But again, get rid of any suckers, get rid of any dead or dying branches, and get rid of any cross branches, anything that's rubbing on another branch.
Now, these are 30-year-old plants, and she wants them level with a 6-foot-high privacy fence. And so they're about, the highest would be 14 to 15 feet in height. I level them even with the fence, do you think?
Well, here's what's going to happen is if you do cut it back that much, it can shock it. It can make it so it's going to lose a lot of its blossoms for this next year. If they're okay with that, that's fine. Usually, with the Rosa Sharon, you can cut it back by a half and not be a big deal. So I think you're going to be all right. But see if she'll let you keep it a little bit above it so that you're not cutting way down. Just don't cut anywhere where it's going to get a major branch. You're going to really need to take a look at it and see what major effects it will have long term. All righty?
Excellent. Yeah, thank you very much for your help.
All right, Edward, you have a great rest of your day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for today. We will be back next Sunday. Until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other, and wear that mask. We'll see you next week.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.